Earth, sky.
You're actually mucking about with very important social signals. All of a sudden, Betty doesn't smell like Betty anymore. We don't really know who she smells like. This is weird.
You're listening to animal behaviorist Christine Dre of Duke University, and this is Earth Sky's Clear Voices for Science. She's talking about her study, the first of its kind, that analyzed the impact of a form of birth control on the chemicals that make up an animal's unique scent. In this case, the animals were lemurs, a type of primate related to monkeys and apes. Dre's study showed that birth control dramatically altered the way the lemurs smell. Dre spoke to Earth Sky's Beth Lebwohl.
So can you explain exactly what your team discovered and how your team discovered it?
So what we found in previous work was that there was an enormous amount of information encoded within the scent signals of animals. And not only was it encoded in their signals, but other animals were perceptive to that information. So they could detect it if presented with the odors of other animals. I'm working on both parts. So in other words, I look at the chemistry of a scent signal to see what information is there, what are the patterns in a complex bouquet of odors that might correlate with who you're related to, what sex you are, what stage of your reproductive cycle you're in, how genetically fit you are, etc., right? So one part of the equation is to find these patterns in the chemistry of scent, in the actual signals. That's number one. And the second part of the equation is to show that animals can actually detect that information and respond to it accordingly.
So knowing that, tell me about your study in light of number one and number two.
So in light of number one, what we found was that while animals were contracepted with medroxyprogesterone acetate, with Depo-Provera, the information that is normally encoded chemically in their scent signals was scrambled or vanished. So for instance, you might expect if you're mucking about with hormone levels on contraception, that you would very well predict that that might eliminate a cue, an odor cue, a chemical cue of fertility. And so we expected that finding, which we got. But what we were more surprised by is that it not only affected the chemical signals of fertility, but it also obliterated the signals of an animal's individual identity, so like your scent signature that says you are uniquely you.
And let's talk about what information is normally encoded in a lemur's scent. Is it like a fingerprint?
Yeah, it's exactly like a fingerprint. It's called a scent signature. So we have these in the pattern of our skin, and we have it in our voice. We have it in all, you know, we also have it in our scent. So we have scent signatures. They also encode their kinship. So a mother-daughter pair will smell more alike. They'll share more aspects of their signatures than will two unrelated females. So in principle, you should be able to figure out the whole matriline of a family group. You should be able to figure out their family tree based on their chemical profiles. And then what we've also found is that the genetic quality of an individual is somehow also encoded in their chemistry. And what I mean by genetic quality is their genetic diversity. So how much genetic material is actually in their genome. So in loose terms, an animal that is healthy and outbred has great genetic diversity, has a greater diversity of chemistry in their scent signals versus an animal that is inbred or less genetically healthy. And those animals would have a decline in their chemical diversity.
Okay, now how did you get your data? How do you know this?
For the lemurs, we're talking about their genital scent glands when we're talking about females. That's the primary. So this is a glandular material that these females normally use. They adopt this little handstand and press their privates up against a tree and rub it around and deposit this scent signal, and then other animals in their group or outside of their group come and sniff it. So that's part of this signaler-receiver paradigm that we're talking about. What's in the signal and what can the receiver detect? So the finding is that the chemistry of contracepted females differs dramatically from the chemistry of the same females when they're not contracepted. And it differs in all of those ways that I mentioned in terms of their fertility, identity, individuality, kinship, and genetic quality. And males respond to it. In other words, they spend much more time investigating, sniffing, licking the odors of females when they're intact than they do when they're contracepted. In other words, they prefer the odor of intact females.
So that said, that's the whole lemurs part. And now we get to the, what's the big deal? What does it have to say about us? And what does it tell us about what's happening with women on birth control?
Well, the first thing I'd want to say is that, you know, I'd be careful to generalize from these findings. It would be really important to do this kind of a study in humans and show that the same you would get the same effect. To the extent that these data in lemurs can be generalized, so recognizing that I'd be uncomfortable doing so based on one study, what it is saying is that yes, cues that are important for mate choice could be severely scrambled. And here the idea is that, you know, heaven forbid people should stop taking birth control. That's not the message that I want to get across. But the idea here would be that you might not want to be on birth control at the very minute that Cupid strikes. So, right. So it would not just be that it's affecting your odors and the signals that you're giving off, but because there's this thing that we call phenotype matching, where the only way you can tell if another odor is that of a relative is by having both an understanding of that individual's odor as well as an understanding of your own odor. And I'm speaking loosely when I say understanding. But the idea, they call it the armpit effect. So you sniff your armpit and you sniff someone else's armpit and you're doing some kind of calculation in your head as to whether those two odors are a lot alike or very little alike, right? And so if phenotype matching is what humans are using to detect kinship in odors, then what this is suggesting is not only would the odor of kinship be lost for a male sniffing a contracepted female, but likewise, if she's trying to match her odor, she's not getting her usual odor cues, cues that would normally be there to indicate her kinship lines would be masked, so to speak.
You've been listening to animal behaviorist Christine Dre of Duke University. She specializes in the way scent can influence animal behavior. To subscribe to this and other free science interview podcasts, visit the subscribe page at earthsky.org. I'm Deborah Bird. Earth Sky is a clear voice for science.
We're at earthsky.org.